Okay, I'm here with Jean-Pierre Sébert and John Keeling, the CEO and platform controller of the new TV service Seesaw, which launched today. You guys have content from Channel 4, 5, and BBC Worldwide Archive shows. Any more in the pipeline?
Yeah, we're doing deals with UK independent distributors all the time. We've already announced deals with Shed, with Talkback Thames, with Digital Rights Group. We're talking to sporting bodies. We're talking to a whole range of UK independents, US suppliers. Yeah, there's a lot more coming down the pipeline.
And Seesaw launched today, but you're by no means the only platform vying to be a UK TV VOD aggregator. We've also got Hulu trying to launch, doesn't seem to have any content yet. YouTube is looking for long-form TV and has Channel 4 and 5. BBC still wants to share its iPlayer. What differentiates you guys, Jean-Pierre?
I think what would differentiate us is very much since the, from the beginning, we want to offer a very TV experience-like proposition to our users and heavily editorialize the content that we're proposing to our end users. Everything that we propose is at the cross-section in between the internet DNA and the TV DNA. This is what makes us potentially different from the rest of the crowds, knowing that, to be honest, at the moment, what we do see is that we're here. YouTube has started to do a bit of long-form content, but there's nobody else.
And you alluded to the fact that you also hope to do pay for streaming. I thought the research pointed to the fact that people wouldn't pay, don't want to pay for streaming TV.
I don't know which research that will be. Our research doesn't indicate that. No, we believe very much that given the very simple interface that we've developed and launched today on Seesaw.com, that actually it will be complemented by having streamed premium content available. There are, there's a whole host of fantastic US comedy and drama, recent BBC box set type content that will be available on the site for a very small payment. I honestly think it will become second nature to people to look at something, think, okay, yeah, actually, I really want to watch that. That is definitely worth that money to me. And once you make it simple and it's high quality and reliable, then I think it'll become second nature.
Okay, so US content. Can we rule out US content from NBC, Fox, and ABC, Disney, since they are the JV holders in Hulu, which is also trying to launch in this country?
You'd really have to talk to them, but I would have thought not most people in this country are seeing all the content the rights holders are seeing in non-exclusive model. The marketplace here is very different to the US.
And similarly, you can see that every content producer and provider, do sell their content to TV channels, while at the same time having their own TV channel. So it's not different from that kind of situation. It's not because you have Disney Channel that Disney does not sell to every other channel in this country.
Sure. Seesaw is underpinned by technology bought from Kangaroo, built by iOCO. How have you had to change that much? How different is Seesaw from what Kangaroo might have been?
And Kangaroo was a fantastic machinery in terms of, aggregating, ingesting and aggregating content. So if I may take the restaurant analogy, I would say that the kitchen was built for Kangaroo. But at the same time, things are moving very quickly on the online space, so we needed to revisit, what the restaurant would look like, especially because Kangaroo was meant to be an enabler for other broadcasters to propose their content and monetize it. Obviously, because we've been taking quite an opposite direction in terms of editorializing strongly our proposition, we needed to revisit the build also of the platform. So basically, we had to refresh it a bit because Kangaroo was, you know, the early 2009 proposition, and on the online space, you know, months or years in the broadcasting space. So this is what we did, but also we had to review slightly the you know, the some part of the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot going on in web-based VOD, but also IPTV to the living room with Project Canvas. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, as an editor of program, we obviously are wishing to have our programs being proposed to as many people as possible. There are several routes to market beyond the laptop and the PC. Canvas is a fantastic one in terms of, you know, the prestige of their shareholders and the marketing power that Canvas will have at disposition. So obviously, we're very supportive also of Canvas, as well as, you know, looking into other routes to market. So yeah, this is very much our position.
Seesaw today on launch seems to be a very advertiser centric service. I think it's 2 30-second pre-rolls before a show comes up, and of course that's the kind of inventory that the agencies already have. Will viewers sit through that, and are you looking at other types of ad format?
We are indications from working with our commercial partners like Channel 4 and 5 is that viewers will absolutely sit through that. That advertisers value that content, and particularly in the environment within which we're putting it. We have no plans at this point to put display advertising on the site. We like the clean interface. The viewers like the clean interface. So at the moment, we're following closely technological developments in what can be done in terms of advertising, interactive advertising, etc., using the internet as a distribution medium. But I think that the pre-roll and the mid-roll is where we're aiming. That's where we're here to stay on that one.
Okay, guys, thanks for your time.